You're looking live at San Jose State University, San Jose, California, home of the Spartans. This week, home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda. We are live just outside of Jaguars practice at San Jose State. J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Sunny California, John.
On the roof, it's peaceful, right? That's
absolutely
where we are.
No doubt about it. Great day for practice. First day in, get ready for the Seattle Seahawks today. The Jags are on the field currently on the San Jose State practice field. We're just outside of Spartan Stadium here. Biggest news today was Maurice Jones-Drew. Talked to the media. He's not practicing today, John. But he's feeling pretty confident he's going to play Sunday.
All right, well, Gus Bradley and Maurice said he had swelling in the ankle, didn't feel good enough to go today. But the hope is he can go Sunday. Everybody's talking like he can go Sunday. I think it's a wait-and-see situation going forward.
And this offense needs him. They need him back in the
line. Without question. Things looked better for a while when Maurice was playing on Sunday in the second quarter. He had some rhythm. The offense seemed to get going. They got inside the red zone. He got hurt and things went awry for a while. They need him in the lineup.
We heard from Mercedes Lewis today in the locker room before practice, and he's off to the side again today with that calf injury, but I don't know if he's too confident if he's going to play Sunday either.
Yeah, Gus Bradley said it was going to be about confidence. Mercedes said if he doesn't go this week, he's sure he'll go next week. This is about getting that calf to fire, as Mercedes likes to put it. He had a setback, so the sense is they just want to make sure that he's 100% before he gets out there.
Other injuries.
But they need him too, by the way.
Absolutely. I mean, they need him on the blocking side.
They need some skill guys out there.
No doubt about it. And certainly on the offensive line, they've given up, 11 sacks in two games?
Right.
Have some help on the end, yeah.
Right.
So, other injury today, Blaine Gabbert, a guy, of course, everybody's interested in, had some of the stitches removed from his hand over the last few days, was actually throwing a football today on the practice field, which is a good sign.
Yeah, Blaine said on Monday he was day-to-day. Everything Gus has said all week, it sounds like there's no way he's going to play. I think they want the quarterback to be ready. They want to be able to prepare with one guy all week. It sounds like Blaine to be iffy at best going. So, if you listen to Gus Bradley, doesn't look like Blaine Gabbert's going to be a factor this week.
We're live on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda from San Jose State University. Glad you're with us today on Jaguars.com. We're live on the roof of the locker room, to be quite exact.
And should we dance, JP?
I don't know. There's a lot of music going
on
here. That's a big theme this week, too. Of course, the Seattle folks claim that they set a noise record last week at CenturyLink Field. Gus Bradley addressed that today and said they're going to crank things up out of here.
Well, Gus has lived through Seattle's noise on the side where it's helping him. There's a great concern because the noise up there is a factor. I was out there 7 or 8 years ago. It's loud out there. I don't think there's any way they can really simulate what's going on noise-wise with this music. But as Gus Bradley said, they're going to turn it up as loud as they can and see if they can't get that effect.
This is a team that needs a positive output on Sunday somehow. Whatever that positive output is, they have to have a solid day somehow. Whether it's a win or not, got to play much better than they did on Sunday.
Well, you really do. And they didn't expect to come out and play the way they have in the first two games. If you listen to these guys, they're still buying into what Gus is talking about. They still believe this is going to get turned around. They look at it and see if they can cut out some mistakes, if they can get some things going in the right direction. You're never as far away as you think they are, and that's certainly what they're banking on at this point.
You mentioned the mistakes. Luke Jokel had a couple of those mistakes. The Jags had 10 penalties for 70 yards last week against Oakland. Two of those were on back-to-back plays on the rookie right tackle, Luke Jokel. I asked him today in the locker room, you know, how do you get past some of those mental mistakes? And he was pretty honest about that.
I was standing there, too, and you can tell it bothers him a little bit. He wants to be playing well. He's number two overall pick. He knows eyes are on him. Nobody you talk to thinks that this guy is not going to be a great player, and nobody you talk to thinks that anything's going to go wrong long term. He's in the process of working his way into the NFL, the best league in the world, as they say. It's not going to be perfect starting off. He certainly has the right attitude, the right approach, the right work ethic to make you think he's going to get anything that's going wrong worked out.
J.P. Shadrick with John Osier. We're live from Jags practice at San Jose State University, alive inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda right here on Jaguars.com. What do we look for the rest of the week here? More of this tomorrow and Friday, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be out of practice, and this is a team that's going to operate with the noise. They're going to try to figure out what they need to do against a very good Seattle team that's really good on both sides of the ball. Trying to go against Russell Wilson this week, something we haven't talked about.
Sure.
Huge, huge challenge. Bob Babich talked about it today. This is a guy who's good no matter what his size is, no matter what his style is. And it's a worry. This Seattle team, I think they match up well against anybody, and certainly against a Jaguars team that's struggling right now.
Another spread option, you know, read option type of quarterback. It seems to be a trend, and the Jags have seen it a couple of weeks in a row. It's coming
up. And they're going
to
see a full dose, and he can do it whether he's doing read option, whether he's when he's dropping back, is obviously a huge task.
We heard from Maurice Jones-Drew today. Somebody asked him about the comments of Tracy McGrady on Twitter. I think McGrady, the former basketball player, said he could come play quarterback for the Jaguars, and I think Mojo was really upset about that.
Yeah, he handled it the right way. He did it as Mojo usually does, which he sort of makes it a point, and he brought it out. But he said, hey, if Tracy McGrady wants to sign a waiver, if he wants to come out to practice, an NFL practice, he can go do that, and we'll see what happens, what he said. It didn't sit well with Mojo, and I think it was an insulting thing from another professional athlete. So he certainly made a point to make it a point, and he was a little miffed. And I would have been too, frankly.
Mojo, one of those guys back in his home area. They've been visiting family and friends. Dwight Lowry, another one as well. He had a lot of friends here at San Jose State today.
As Gus called it, the house that D'Lo built. That's what we're standing on.
I think we are right now. Exactly. Literally standing on.
Sturdy foundation.
Yeah, that's right. John, great stuff as always.
Thanks, JP.
Today. For John Osier, this is JP Shadrick. This is Inside the Jaguars live from San Jose State University. We'll have another update tomorrow morning right here on Jaguars.com.